All right, now let's go out to the fan hotline and bring in the special guest who drove Mr. Spielman from the program today. He cannot bear to face his past. And former Michigan tailback Jamie Morris, who joins us on the program. Jamie, thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, Bruce, what am I, the ghost of Christmas past?
Yeah,
Spiels. Where is Chris?
Spiels is he's in the back room. He's on an ESPN conference call. But he said, Jamie Morris, what did he rush for, like 300 yards against us? He gave you 90 more than you had, but you did have quite a game in 86.
Yeah, we had a good game down there.
Now let's talk about that game and Jim Harbaugh. He guaranteed a win that week. How did that go over with Coach Schembechler?
It didn't go over well. I'll tell you what. You know how Bo is. Keep it quiet. You keep the lips tight, and you practice hard, and you get ready for the game. But, you know, Jimmy gave us what we needed that week because, you know, we had just lost to Minnesota. We'd lost that number two ranking. And going into a big Ohio State game, our minds weren't set.
Well, let's talk about this rivalry, Jamie, and your 86 win, 26-24, is one of the great games in the series, and obviously you had your way with Ohio State in the 90s. Now Ohio State's having its way with you. In your view, has the rivalry lost a little something that only competitiveness will bring back?
I'll tell you something, Bruce. Come on. This rivalry will never lose its luster. Maybe nationally, maybe people think it's not, but when it comes to Ohio State, Michigan, it never loses its luster. And for anybody who's a true Ohio State fan or a Michigan fan, this thing still means something.
What kind of shot do you think your guys have on Saturday?
We just got to come to play. We got to come to play for 60 minutes. We got to play for 60 minutes, and that's the key. And, you know, we'll let the chips lay where they go. You know what I'm saying? The chances I got, you know, I always feel that Michigan's always got a chance. They just got to play football.
Jamie Morris is our guest. Jamie, former Michigan tailback. And as I understand it, you host a radio show on Sunday mornings in Detroit?
I do. I host a radio show. Thank you for Detroit, but it's in Ann Arbor.
In Ann Arbor. Okay, very good. Take me through the percentage of your callers who still believe in Coach Rich and the percentage that maybe do not.
Well, I think we're at a 50-50 split now. I think they haven't seen the feedback. They haven't seen the players get better. When you tell them players are getting better, but you're still losing football games, people lose that. They lose that in the mix. You know, they want results in the winning column. They want to see it, you know, and they want to feel it. And that's the kind of things that's not happening. So, I mean, you got to stay the course and keep believing in what's going on and let the man coach the football game. Let the man coach. That's the thing.
Now, are you a guy who would support anybody who's in that job because you're a Michigan man, or are you a guy who you would say, I not only support the Michigan coach, I support this Michigan coach. I believe in him. I believe in his ability to get us turned back to what we were before.
I, first of all, that's a good question, and let me say it this way. I believe in Michigan, and first and foremost, I believe in the coaching position that it has. Rich Rodriguez wouldn't be the head coach if Bill Martin didn't think he could do the job. So I'm in favor of him. I believe in Rich Rodriguez, and I believe in Michigan. So I'm lining up behind him, and I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with him, and I'm gonna believe in him. I'm looking for a big Michigan victory. I'm a minority when I say this, but I'm looking for a big Michigan upset.
The guys who wore the winged helmet with you, and again, we're talking to former Michigan tailback Jamie Morris. Among the former players, are they a majority in support of Rich? A majority want a quote unquote Michigan man?
You know what? The guys respect the position. And a lot of guys that I play with, the guys that I talk to, they play for Bo Schembechler. So they respect that position. So any man that has that position will support the person in that position. That being said, I can only talk for Jamie Morris. And I support that position, and I support Michigan.
Do you think, and I'm sure you're connected at Michigan in some way, or you hear the rumblings, or you just have a feel for your university having played there, do you think if Michigan loses the game on Saturday, do you see any way Rich is not there next year?
You know, that's tough. And that's, you know what? I think what people want is Michigan football. They want hard-fought plays. They want a team that goes out there, that performs at the highest level, and give everything they got, win or lose. And then you just let the chips fall where they may.
Do you think that's what they're getting now?
Well, not all the time, Bruce.
I mean,
I don't think so.
Hard to say that. Yeah, it's hard to say that when you're 1-6 in a Big Ten. I'm sure.
Right, it's tough, but you know what? Are they getting better? Yes. Do I see them getting better? Yes. But I'm not your typical fan. I'm not the guy that's going to be watching for the long plays and everything. I'm watching the guys up front. I'm seeing what they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
I know what we have, and I know what these guys are capable of doing.
Jamie Morris is our guest, former Michigan tailback, hosts a radio show in Ann Arbor on Sunday mornings. Jamie, let me ask you this. Jim Harbaugh a couple years ago made some comments about Michigan's academics that people thought, well, he's burned a bridge and Michigan would never be interested in Jim Harbaugh as coach. A lot of things can change. He's got a very good team at Stanford. I think he's got some swagger to him. I think he's a rising star in the profession. Do you think what he said about Michigan's academics not being as special as the image, do you think that would be a stumbling block that Jim Harbaugh could not get over to be the next Michigan coach?
Jim Harbaugh is the head football coach for Stanford. And if we were to go a different direction and Jim Harbaugh becomes the Michigan coach, he'd be a welcome addition. But right now, it's Rich Rodriguez. It's Rich Rodriguez right now. That's who we're behind. So, if you want to talk about Jim Harbaugh, I think Jim Harbaugh is doing a wonderful job at Stanford. And like you say, he's beat USC 2 out of the 3 years he's been there, which is great. Makes great for the resume. But until Rich Rodriguez is fired or he resigns or whatever, I'm not going to talk about Jim Harbaugh being in the Michigan football family as the head football coach, but he was a great quarterback here.
Would he be popular if Rich was fired? If Harbaugh was hired, would he be a popular choice?
Oh, without a doubt, sure.
All right, Jamie.
He'd be dynamic. He'd do the things like you said. Jim's a go-getter. But like I said, Jim Harbaugh's worried about making it to the Rose Bowl from the Pac-10 side.
Hey, you say you think Michigan's going to get a great victory on Saturday. How does it happen?
Well, we're just going to play sound football. I mean, they got to be able to run the ball, mix in some pass, and play great defense. And they got to contain that number two you guys got down there.
Jamie, it's nice visiting with you, man. I appreciate your input. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Jamie Morris, former Michigan tailback, now doing some radio work in Ann Arbor on Sunday mornings. I'm sure he's got some very... he's had some full phone lines on Saturday mornings after Michigan games. And we will be back to talk about what he had to say and talk more with you about how you re-inject some life in this rivalry, although he says it's got plenty, when the Big Show continues on Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
The Common Man and the Tour.